The pension crisis in the state of Illinois is an illustration that state government is broken. It's broken because of lack of leadership, and it's due to that lack of leadership that's compelled me to enter the race for state senate. This district and this state needs to take notice. We need to do the job of the taxpayer and put that foremost in our mind. And foremost also is the next generation of Illinoisans. I want to lead from the front. Therefore, I'm here today to announce that I will not accept or take part in any pension program offered by the Illinois General Assembly. I think that leading from the front is what the taxpayer wants. And when I sit down at table to negotiate on behalf of the taxpayer, I want that taxpayer to know that I don't have my own benefits in mind when I'm sitting there negotiating. I have instead the taxpayer's dollar. Between now and 2045, in the next 33 years, Illinois is obligated to pay pension payments of $632 billion. In order for that to occur, we should have $146 billion stored away right now earning interest. We do not. We do not even have 50% of that. We have $63 billion, which leaves a large hole, doing the math, the simple math, $83 billion hole. Now, the state figures earnings of 8%, and I realize that's a very unrealistic figure, but we have to work with that because that's the state's numbers. The state figures 8% on that $83 billion, $6.5 billion per year that we are not getting because the state didn't do their job in funding the pension fully. Breaking that down even further, that's $18 million per day is the burden on taxpayers to make up, again, for that lack of leadership. Going one step further, in 2011, there were reported 182 members participating in the Illinois General Assembly retirement plan. We pay $14.7 million for that, and the taxpayers was $12.1 million of that. So let's doing the math again. For each of those participants, a $55,000 payment on top of the $68,000 of the base pay that legislators are paid to work for the state. Again, it's full-time responsibility, I understand. However, the taxpayer is going above and beyond to pay for their representation. I want to change that. That's why I'm in the race. I'm here to lead from the front, and I guess if we take anything from this news conference today, I just want two things. Number one, I will do the taxpayers' work by not participating in the pension. And number two, the taxpayers that I'm listening to say they are tired of career politicians who line their pockets with taxpayer dollars. We need to end that, and it should start with me. So thank you very much.
Even if you don't take a pension, it's still going to leave the system short about $83 billion. So what's your plan for filling that hole?
Well, there are a number of plans on the table. We've heard a lot of talk. They just called back the General Assembly a couple of Fridays ago and spent approximately $70,000 of our taxpayers' dollars to do nothing. There are some examples out there. I would maybe refer to you to the state of Rhode Island, who, when they saw that they had a pension deficit of more than 50%, decided to take action. And the action that they took was to raise the retirement age, was to reform the COLAs, the cost of living adjustments. Actually, I believe they eliminated that. And the third thing, The third thing that they did was to, they restructured it altogether to go away from a defined payment to more of a 401k type program like private enterprise would have. So those are the three things. And those are the three things that should be on the table, and everything should be on the table when we discuss pensions.
Is that your preferred plan, what you just discussed, the Rhode Island plan?
That's a good plan. It worked for Rhode Island. We'll use that as a template. Will that work exactly for the state of Illinois? No. There's going to be more that needs to be taken into consideration, but that could be used as a template to place over top of our current problem, and we can work from that.
How do you think we got into this pension mess?
Well, as I mentioned in my talk a little earlier, lack of leadership in the state of Illinois. How did we get to this point where we're now well over 50% underfunded? And where has the leadership been to say, listen, we need to stop and do something about this? Again, they just met a couple weeks ago, because called in because the governor was putting pressure on the legislators. And also then the leadership group said, okay, well, we maybe need to do something. Well, they did nothing except for, again, approximately $70,000 worth of taxpayers' dollars down the drain.
Well, do you feel that the state has not properly funded this over the years? Do you think employees have been given too much over the years? I mean, what is the direct cause of the situation we're in today?
Again, the leadership in the state of Illinois is totally responsible for this position that we're in. And to continue to send leaders back who continue to make failed presentations for government work, it's not what the taxpayers want. It's not what the taxpayers need. It's not what's going to get us out of this hole. We need people in there who's going to do the work of the taxpayer.
Well, can you define what is that failure of leadership? I mean, is it giving employees too much? Is it not funding the pension system correctly?
Yeah, well, in looking at, as pensions have come to this point where they're in a crisis situation, people live longer. We didn't adjust because of that longer life, that more payout over time. There needs to be adjustments in every single facet of it. And again, there has to be leadership to see that in advance, or to see that as it occurs, not 10 years afterwards when we're already in crisis. So it's that lack of activity by leadership that's caused us to get here into this position.
Would you raise the retirement age too?
Well, again, that's on the table. It's subject to negotiation and subject to input from Senate districts and representative districts from across the state. But we need to make sure that when we do set the age, that it does the job that it's intended to do. That it's not just, we don't pick it just out of the air. We study it thoroughly and we find out what it's going to take to solve the problem, and we go by those decisions to solve the problem. Did you have a question?
Yeah, they pretty much hit all my stuff. So.
All right. Is this, you think this is the biggest challenge facing the state right now?
Well, certainly the largest dollar amount challenge that faces the state right now, and it's something that cannot last. We cannot let it go. Again, I referenced earlier to Rhode Island. Rhode Island saw, when they were having a problem and they did the research, they saw that they were about 50% unfunded. We're well beyond that. We're well beyond those leaders in Rhode Island who took initiative and made the proper steps to get things back in order. We need to expect that from our leaders in Springfield, in Illinois. So,
would this be your top priority?
It'll certainly be one of my top priorities. There are a lot of financial issues that are faced by the state of Illinois, that, and certainly pensions is certainly one of the top ones that will be dealt with. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks, you guys.